News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We are going to talk about dating apps. They've had a profound impact on the love lives of a generation and can be as addictive, apparently, as gambling. So says UK-based psychologist and addiction expert Dr. Ree Langham. We're joined by Jennifer Haskins, relationship expert from Two's Company. Jennifer, is it true? Can dating apps be as addictive as gambling?
Absolutely. They're highly addictive. I'm getting feedback, obviously, on a daily basis from people who, you know, come to me to talk to me about why this isn't working for them. I remember, you know, when the whole internet dating started 20 odd years ago, and at that time this was a new phenomenon, and everybody was like, oh my God, will anybody use it? Will anybody go and use internet dating? And what I see now is there's a huge movement back towards traditional dating agencies, you know, like ourselves, people looking for something because they're getting disenchanted with dating apps and all these dating platforms.
Interesting, you say it's not working for them. I mean, is there an argument in this case that it's working a little too well for them?
Well, you could say, what is well? How do we define well? I mean, I would define
well. There's huge availability, there's huge access, and that's what is addictive about it.
It is, but when you look at this addiction, what effects is that having on people? So what I see, and I mean, I'd love to see what statistics are out there, if they were to do, you know, some research into what is the effectiveness and what is the downside. So what I'm dealing with is people ringing me saying, I've been on Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, and my confidence is gone, it's shot, I'm just finding it's eating up my day or my evening. I'm finding myself sitting, realizing I've just been on it for 2 hours and I haven't actually met anybody. So there is a new terminology for using these apps. So if you think about it, it's actually quite negative. So we have terms like ghosting, breadcrumbing, benching, zombieing. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. There's a huge amount of terminology, but it all describes negative, bad behaviour. So what's happening is people are not, they're very disconnected. So on these apps, even though they're speaking or engaging, you know, with nudges and winks and messages to other profiles, they're not really realizing that behind that public profile, that there is an actual person.
Yeah.
And that person has feelings. And their sense of self-worth or attractability or whatever desirability could be derived from your interaction with them and how you behave.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If you're engaging with that person and they think, oh, you know, there's something happening here, I like this guy or I like this girl and this is going really well, and then suddenly that person is gone. So they're ghosted or zombie, you know, whatever. And that person is thinking,
so people are more disposable with apps. Just for very lastly, is there an obsession about looks as well? Much more so than in the real world?
Yeah, well, that's the focus. And very few people's profiles are realistic as to what, you know, most people would be putting up a profile.
You're talking to someone who used a photo byline from 20 years ago, so I can imagine.
It must be one in a million, because the majority of them would not be what people realistically look like, because everybody's trying to create an image that is more attractive than the next, that's going to attract more people. But what it's actually doing for people is it's making them feel very disillusioned, very frustrated, very disconnected. Because you think about it, 10 years ago, you know, if you were in a waiting room of a doctor's surgery or a dentist surgery, there used to be a table in the middle with magazines. And people would read a magazine or they would talk to the person next to them.
Yeah.
They'd engage.
Doesn't happen anymore. Heads in the phones.
Even if you were in a queue for the bank, if you were in a queue, you know, in the bank for the teller, you'd say something to the person next to you. Now that is considered weird behaviour, because I walked through an airport terminal recently and I started counting the amount, you know, observing the amount of people that were actually looking around or not, just weren't looking down at their phone. And it was just phenomenal. How few people were actually looking ahead or looking around or engaging with anybody else, whether it be just looking at somebody or observing what was happening around them. Everybody was stuck in their phones. And that's where I saw it en masse. Okay. Where if you go anywhere now, you know, this is what you see. People sitting on a train, you could streak up and down a Dart or a bus, or, you know, would anybody even notice?
Jennifer,
they wouldn't lift their heads.
We have to leave it there. Jennifer Haskins, relationship expert from Two's Company. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Is that your experience? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.